looking at your running game, having the ability to go to a different guy, maybe if something isn't working with the one guy, the other guy. I mean, is that an advantage for you when you're trying to build a running game or get something done on a Sunday or Saturday?
I think we are fortunate to have two different style runners in that regard. One is a between the tackles, downhill, tough, feet keep moving. We'll take two or three tacklers with him, Spencer Ware. Then you have Sharkhandrick, who is more of that left and right jump cut, you know, gives you a little more quickness in and out of the hole, burst of speed. It kind of gives you two different flavors. And it's good to have two types like that in your game plan because you can dial those up at any time, you know, and give you two different looks to a defense.
How does that make things more difficult for them? The defense?
Well, it may even simplify. You know, if they're studying an individual, I think like we do when we study corners or safeties or DNs, you know, there's tendency there. What type of runner, what type of plays do they use with that particular back or backs in the game? And I think that can help a defense potentially. You know, if they're looking at those types of things, but you know, they got to be ready for everything. Got to be ready for all 11 guys offensively, and we just try to, as coaches, we just try to put our guys in the best situation. You know what? First of all, tremendous player, as we all know, and they're doing a little bit more with him now. They're moving him around, standing him up, lining him up over the center, lining him up at linebacker. You know, they're just trying to create an edge for him and utilize his strength at rushing the passer. And we have to be aware, offensive line, quarterback, backs, in our protection schemes. We just got to know where he's at and understand why they're doing certain things. But, you know, the game plan for us, you know, it becomes simple. Try to stop J.J. Watt. And they've got a lot of other good players on that defensive line as well. But he's one that you have to know where he's at and try to put as many hands as you can on him. You just try to hope to slow him down the best you can. There's times, based on your protection schemes, that there'll be an extra guy there. It's not all the time. Most of the time he's going on a tackle, you know, right or a left offensive tackle. And, you know, we ask our quarterback not to hang on to the football, and we ask our receivers to do certain things in route running. So, but there will be times when, yeah, there'll be times when there's two tight ends or a back and a tight end or a tight end and a tackle that are going to have to, you know, block him in protection.
Some teams you guys go with a lineman as a tight end and a short yardage type. A lot of teams now are going with a tackle on first and 10. And is that something you guys don't like to do because you give up a receiver?
Sometimes I guess your philosophy is, why take one of your better players off the field, you know, unless your tackle's a better athlete, which in some cases it could be. But, right. You know, I think, too, it comes down to a matchup potentially. You can get the defense into a certain look. You know they're going to be an exact coverage or front with that type of personnel group. And, you know, we just don't – we choose not to do it, for those reasons. But teams do it, and they are successful.
How would you assess Alex Smith's season today?
I think he's having probably his best season of his career, honestly. You know, numbers may not be up there with some of the top guys in the league, but his wins and losses are. He's understanding what we're asking him to do. We've given him more opportunities in games to get us out of certain things or put us into certain things. And so from that standpoint, he's leading this football team like we knew he was capable of doing and giving us opportunities to win games. And I really think he's having his best year of his career.
When you pay as much money as you do to him, you use two high draft picks to get him. Is this time of year? Is this when he has to step up his game even more?
Well, I think everybody has to do that, whether it's Alex Smith or you know, Sharkhandrick West or, you know, Jeremy Macklin, Kelsey. I think they all have to. I think if you asked any one of those players that are still playing in the postseason that at this time of the year, money doesn't really matter. Contract status doesn't really matter. The fact that you're in the tournament with an opportunity to play again next week is all the motivation that those guys need.
Have you gotten any calls from...
A couple more, guys.
Go ahead. I think it's just his cunning ability to scramble. He's very... very elusive. He understands protection. He understands when defenses are pressuring him, and he's not afraid to take off. I think it's a natural instinct that he has. Most quarterbacks have that ability to do that, and I think too that sometimes it gets overlooked a little bit. The fact that he can run and run well. You saw that last week with a couple big scrambles for us to keep us on the field, and you know it's something that. We don't talk to him about scrambling all the time, obviously, but when he can, you know, he makes the most of it and usually gets us the first down.
Last one, guys.
Have you established with him the idea that when you pull the ball down and you're going to run, you're a runner and we don't want you dancing around?
Yeah, no, he understands that. And, again, it's having played the position, you can't take the load like a running back can or a tight end can. So you know that when you're in – you know, say between the numbers that you have to protect yourself and you have to slide and you have to get down at the right time or use the sideline and get out of bounds. And he's very, very aware of that.
Have you gotten any calls from other teams for interview time?
I have not. No.